This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
K100 with Conan and Disco is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Conan,
what up?
I think you would agree that sometimes in life we're faced with tough choices and the path forward isn't always clear. Whether you're dealing with decisions around your career, relationships, or anything else, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. So trust yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice it, the easier it gets. Now, you, in the past, have had mental health issues. Has therapy helped you with that?
Yeah, I was diagnosed with a mental health issue at 16 by a psychiatrist. So there was kind of a stigma if you were a male back then to have mental health or talk about it. But the great thing about going to one of these specialists is a lot of stuff that I had was from my childhood. And, you know, they find you, they help you find the root of your problems. They help you navigate through them. I highly recommend a mental health therapist if you're having any problems, issue with mental health. Just talking to somebody sometimes and them having you see stuff that maybe you haven't figured out yet will help you get through a lot of your issues.
I just want to say real quick that I've, you know, gone back and forth as far as therapy for a while. Like I, you know, had to try it in my teens, similar to Conan, and I didn't really like it. So, but recently, you know, people have advised me, check it out. And I actually found BetterHelp before they ever worked with this show. And if you're someone like me that isn't necessarily thrilled about going to the therapist's office, or with BetterHelp, you get matched up with a therapist that matches your needs, and you can communicate with them via text or video call or phone call, anything you want. So it's just very convenient. I've worked with two different guys and they've both been excellent. So I would
highly recommend. What did you find out about yourself that you didn't know before that you've applied and it has helped you feel more mentally fit?
You'll like this one. Other people's praise is too important to me, so I got to work on that.
Right.
You believe that?
No, not at all. That doesn't sound like any type. Yeah.
All right, so anybody out there, if you're thinking of starting therapy, as you've heard, right. Joe's trying to give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, yeah. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/K100 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BETTERHELP.com/K100 for 10% off your first month. Give them a try.
Call a therapist. Get your mental health right. Boom. Bro, my favorite one lately was the one where they were like, yeah, you know, it's energy sources zapping from the air. You were like, why don't you just use
matches? They said they're direct energy weapons were used to start forest fires. So literally,
in Maui, you could
walk out. You could literally with a charcoal lighter and like a bunch of newspapers, you could start a fire. And I have to use like a weapon from outer space.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Like, are you kidding me?
We're going to have my boy Bin Hameen on here because that's why I heard it. Okay. He'll be on here soon.
Arson is literally the easiest crime to commit.
Right.
Like anybody can walk in the woods and start a fire. It's like very right. difficult to stop arson. It's
but
like
an energy source was zapping. Right. A space laser.
Bro.
And I actually wrote, this is what I wrote, because this is what I think. I actually think this. Yeah, there are conspiracies, but is everything a fucking conspiracy? No.
No, of course
not. You know what I'm saying?
But it's why you have to be aware of conspiracy.
Of course. You can't be closed-minded to anything because everything's possible.
Like right. once someone
and
gives
here's
you...
Here's the other thing. Before you continue, Joe. Bro, here's the other thing. A lot of people monetize that.
So. Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna
right, start. People are making money off of that. How come you don't hear anything about the flat earthers anymore? Because you're getting all these pictures from outer space and all right.
Right.
But they made money for a while.
Right.
And they'll go on to the next thing.
I'm gonna build a rocket that's gonna hit the top of the dome. Remember that guy?
Let me give you the thing though, okay? Alex, like this is why conspiracy theorists like should not be silenced. This is like you just have to understand, okay. This is what the conspiracy theorists are saying. Okay. And you have to understand, okay, I'm listening to what they're saying. It sounds ridiculous.
And I choose not to agree. But everybody's a fucking, like everybody is a robot. Oh yes, what you say is what I must do.
But here's the thing. A guy like Alex Jones, right. You know, he's been kicked off the team for being a conspiracy. Like, what is it? But the guy's been right enough of times to where he shouldn't be just like dismissed. You know, it's like the guy's been right about a lot of things. He's been wrong about a lot of things. But like if we're like judging people on their level of accuracy, then it's like, are we going to judge everybody on their accuracy level of what they tweeted, whether it was factual or not? It's like, bro, yeah, Alex Jones right now, here's the thing. Let me tell you something. Alex Jones right now is not on the internet. He said a week ago that the TSA whistleblower told him that mask mandates are coming back. Like COVID restrictions are all good. They're coming back. And then in the next couple weeks to a month. Now, if that happens, okay, Alex Jones was right. It's like, yeah, he predicted it. Like, nobody's talking about this. He's saying, hey, this stuff's coming back. So if it happens, he's right. If it's not, okay, it's come from Alex Jones. But it's like, what if he's right? It's like, that's another thing that he was right about, that he's being silenced and, you know, he's not allowed to voice his opinion on social media, but he's saying something that might be accurate. So we have it's funny how like the people that are in charge of information and the spread of information have determined that human beings in the United States of America are too stupid to, you know, disseminate truth and fiction. They can't figure it out for themselves. And other people are deciding that is the way we are. And a lot of us are in the middle of this. And you're, wait a second, you're trying to say that I don't know how to disseminate information? I very much know how to disseminate information. It's like, don't.
Well, here's the problem. But here's, I understand what you're saying. The problem I have with Alex Jones is twofold. He's done a lot of shit where he's really been wrong and he was maliciously wrong. And as you know, because I think you followed the trial, because I followed the trial, you know, he went in court and he said he bullshitted about a lot of things. He knew it was lie. The people around him told him that hey, you can't keep lying to the people like this. The same shit that happened in Fox. And so, you know, bro, he came out. How, you know, think about it, bro. I'm not trying to be a snowflake. I'm just trying to be human. There's a lot of people that lost their kids. And this motherfucker is going out and saying they were all child actors. But wait one second. So, you know, when you have a guy like Joe Rogan or you have a guy like Alex Jones or you have a guy like Tucker Carlson who have such a huge thing, they could start mass hysteria by just inventing anything. Let's just say Rogan were to
time out. I'll shoot this argument down right away.
Yeah.
The mainstream media does that constantly.
I know, but why are people, this is my point.
Why are we giving mainstream media a free speech pass just because they're media and we have to believe what they're saying? It's like, bro, it's like all we need is a bunch of people telling people stuff that's going on in their version. And you have to decide in this day and age what's true and what's not. And it's like if people are accurate about information and have been accurate, regardless of like, bro, everybody's been wrong. Literally, there's not. You can find 100.
One thing's to be wrong. Another thing's to lie. Your boy went in front of a court. I'll look it up right now. And he said, "Yeah, I was making shit up." And then he was, you know, okay, but bro,
the media lied too. They've lied.
Like, talking about the media. I don't listen to the media. You're assuming I do. Bro, we just read this the other day. Yeah, but you're talking about mainstream media. You were specific about it.
Well, and the other thing is trying to tell what's going on.
On talks, when we were reading all those fucking things, and you were saying that more people were not, less and less people, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong here, less and less people were listening to mainstream media, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because people have caught on. Right. People have caught on. But it's hard for me to find Alex Jones credible when he's lying. Not that he's wrong. He was lying. He said it in a court of justice. That's all I'm saying.
All right. So what are you going to do? Like, this is the problem that people have. And this is called
I don't listen to him because he lied to me. Okay, lied to me again?
Because you can vet. Bro, how can you sit there and say that? How long have you been working with Vampiro?
Yeah, a million years.
You've been working with a guy for a million years that has been lying to you on repeated occasions, like over and over and over, and you still keep a working relationship with him. My question is, why should Alex Jones be banished from the information channel?
I will tell you this, I find him extremely interesting. Sometimes I will click on and I'll watch as a guilty pleasure to hear what he says, because he says it with so much passion, and you know what I'm saying? Here, yeah.
I want to ask you a question. Do you do meal prep?
Yep.
You do. Okay, well, Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, and they help you fuel fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with a healthy lifestyle. So if you do meal prep and you're too busy with your end-of-summer goals to cook, want to make sure you're eating well with Factor, you can skip the trip to the grocery store, the chopping, the prepping, the cleaning up, while still getting the flavor and nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, and all you have to do is heat and enjoy and get back to crushing your goals. You can choose from 34 plus weekly flavor packed, dietitian approved meals ready to eat in 2 minutes. Level up with the Gourmet Plus options. You can treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. If you're too busy running around all the day to think about lunch, you can keep your energy up with the lunch to go. It's effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers. And they're ready to eat when you're on the go. No microwave or fryer. And if you're looking for calorie-conscious options, you can try delicious dietitian-approved calorie-smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. And if you need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best for the rest of the summer, try Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein plus or more per serving. And you can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45 plus add-ons, including breakfast items like the apple cinnamon pancakes. You're a big fan of these, the bacon and cheddar egg bites. And they have also potato bacon and egg breakfast skillets. Or for an easy wellness boost, try refreshing beverage options like cold pressed juices, shakes, and smoothies. So with Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. If you're into that, they offset 100% of their delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for the production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in the meals. So get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals, enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door, ready in just 2 minutes, no prep, no mess. Bro, you won't believe how many girls at our club like use Factor. Like Factor's like, when you see meal prep at our club, like you see the Factor meals. All these girls eat Factor meals. It's crazy. So head to factormeals.com/K1050 and use code K10050 to get 50% off. It's ridiculous. That's code K100F50 at factormeals.com. That's F-A-C TORMEALS.com/K150 to get 50% off. You got to give it a try at that price.
Bro, this thing's ridiculously good, and here's the reason why for me. Because besides all the reasons that Disco said, you don't got to go to the store and pick up the things, it's already there, you don't have to really cook it. Bro, they prep it and they send it and they put it in this cooler with all these ice packs in it. So it comes really, really fresh. And I'm going to tell you one thing I really love. They have this black pepper and sage pork chop. Bro, and it's not like a thin little pork chop that you get. It's a thick southern style pork chop and it's absolutely delicious. They have a chorizo chili, so they got everything you can imagine, right?
And I think you'd see if you saw the I was putting my order in for this week, DI, there in the Gourmet Plus, there's a filet mignon and shrimp, roasted garlic filet and shrimp, which I'm very much looking forward to getting, considering how good all the other stuff's been.
All right, so you know, get your meal prep on, stay healthy, check out Factor Meals. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Perfect example. Alex Jones years ago was made this wild claim about the government is putting drugs in the water that can turn frogs gay. Okay?
Right.
People mocked. Laughed and stuff and all that shit. And like, you know, but like, and nobody would even listen to the guy because they think that's absurd, right? Then recently, right. A presidential candidate, Bobby Kennedy, goes on TV and he's talking about what happens when you take atrazine, which is the drug that Alex Jones was talking about that they're putting in water. Something atrazine literally turned frogs. Frogs were not wanting to reproduce anymore. And frogs, 10% of the frogs were literally like becoming transgender frogs. They swapped their biological process from man to woman. Okay, so as absurd as the conspiracy theory was, it turned out that it was true. And it's like, you know, so you just always wonder. It's like Jesus, everything this guy says is ridiculous. Okay, and like if he is known to be a lie, he's known to lie about the what do you call the shooting, the
Sandy Hook.
Sandy Hook. Okay, so he's known to lie about, he's lied about Sandy Hook, so you're not going to trust him, right? But it's like, but you're being told that like all of his other stuff are lies when a lot of the stuff he's saying is true. So it's like, do you dismiss him as an information source? That's my point. He should not be dismissed as an information source. Whether you're getting factual information or not, if he's giving you outside the box factual information, everybody's saying is bullshit. Why? He needs to be heard then. Okay, or needs to be the right to be heard. That's all I'm saying. Right. I think he would agree with that too. Would you agree with that? He deserves the right to be heard, but you have the right not to listen to him.
Exactly.
Would that be accurate? Right. Okay. Right. We're on the same page.
Now that I'm remembering, he's the guy that started the whole Pizzagate scandal.
I don't think it was him. I think it was somebody.
Yes, it was him. And he was wrong. Yeah. Right.
Well, we don't know if it's still kind of like shady stuff.
Come on, bro.
I'm telling you this.
What happened when the guy showed up there with the gun? They cleaned up the whole torture chamber before he got there because they saw him on Facebook Live that he was going there. What a coincidence.
Okay, let me make a point though. Recently, Instagram, okay,
right,
literally had a story about they did the big wash over pedophile content, okay?
Right.
And they found that one of the ways pedophiles were spreading information to something was with the pizza emoji. That's a true story. Joe, look that up because like there was you remember this recently, right? Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so it's like okay, the pizza.
That's a little long stretch. Okay, that's a long stretch.
No, it is a stretch, but it does trigger you. Okay, well, was this completely false?
That's how you invent conspiracy theories. You have a plausible thing where you make the person think.
See what you're doing, but you make my point. You're immediately dismissing it. My point is you were trying to dismiss it.
Which is what people do.
Okay, you find it hard to believe. However, that is a fact point in the conversation. So it's like. The Pizzagate thing. Yeah, Pizzagate thing does sound ridiculous. Like you said, but it's like, wait a second. The pizza emoji is that that's what pedophiles are doing is spread like using dog whistles and something like that. So I'm not going to like. I'm still open for discussion on this whole thing because I don't know a lot about it because obviously a lot of the information is being shielded from people and you're hearing stories come out slowly and it's like, okay, why are these stories not like? Why are people not investing in this more? That's all I'm saying. Like, I haven't investigated mine, regardless of what I hear, whether it's true or not, especially with stuff that's
– You know what I thought? Let me tell you what I thought. Remember when they actually went to the pizza place, that show that we saw?
Yeah, I never saw that show, though.
Okay. So they go to the pizza place, and underneath we have – Hillary Clinton, I can't imagine her doing this, but let's say she did, you know, sitting in a torture room thing where they're torturing kids and shit, you know, and having sex with them.
There's a big rumor about her and the kid.
Let me say this. Her and Huma, what's her name? There's a rumor that there's a video clip of them in the torture chamber. So, yeah.
Well, okay, but there's a lot of weird stuff that's obviously being suppressed and stuff. However, the weirdest stuff.
That is true. I will agree with John.
John Podesta, who's like the heart of the pizza thing, bro, like these paintings and shit that the guy has.
Yeah, he's a weird.
They're very, very creepy. I'm not going to discount all that.
A lot of those stuffy older white guys, you know, with money that probably had no game when they were young because they were socially awkward and shit, they become like perverts. You know what I'm saying? Because now they got money to have ass. When they were young, they're, girls are like, I'm going to go out with this dude.
Here's the thing.
He's got a bag and all, but yeah.
Here's the thing. And this is why it's like, you know, like I think conspiracy theories are very difficult for people to comprehend. Is that you hear stories of people with very weird perversions, okay? And you don't have any of these thought processes whatsoever. Right. Like you hear a story about, but what was this guy? The guy that was in the Biden administration, the guy that was the cross dresser that was stealing the luggage. What was that guy's name, Joe? Do you remember what that guy's name was? Nuclear waste disposal, something like that. So the guy had this weird fetish where he was stealing luggage, luggage at the airport and stealing and wearing their clothes. Right? That weird fetish. But the guy also had like this weird puppy play fetish where he dressed up as a dog and like people would hold him on a leash. And this weird. So it's very difficult when you're seeing people with these weird perversions to put yourself in their shoes for 2 minutes. It's like, I can't even fathom. Like, so it's like kind of like weird when we see stories like this or that are very weird, very outside the box. Nothing we would think. It's very difficult to accept it because, like, I can't imagine anybody doing something like that. It's like, on the outskirts of the outskirts of the bell curve, on the extreme ends, there are very weird, extreme, perverse people. That's just a reality. It's not a large percentage. It's not, you know, but these people do exist. So trying to sit there and like minimize it, well, that doesn't happen. No, it does happen, which is why we talk about it. You know, it still is a fact that people like this exist. They still behave a certain way, but trying to always minimize it or something, that's not like a good way to navigate a life where you're trying to guide your life and have all facts presented. You know what I'm saying? I want the facts on everything. I don't want to look at something and say, well, why do you care about that? It's like, well, because it's facts. And like, you're trying to present a different version of the facts to me. And I look at the facts, I see the facts, and like, I'm just not going to accept it. Even if it's a very minute, small position or what do you call it? Important issue, right? It's not a big issue, but if you're trying to take a small issue and you're trying to present the version of the issue to me that does not look like the factual version of the issue, I'm going to be interested in that because, like, you look like the type of person that can present unfactual information to me. Conan.
Yo, what up?
Do you remember the classic physiques, like the old school bodybuilders of the golden era, like in Venice Beach in the 70s?
Yeah, like Frank Zane and Perigno and Arnold and Draper and all those guys.
Yeah, 50 years on, and we're still looking at those guys as a gold standard. And you know what's crazy? They didn't have creatine, pre-workout, fat burners, like a lot of the other popular supplements you see today. But one supplement, I did not know this, they all used was desiccated liver because it's packed with amino acids for muscle growth, vitamins and minerals for health and immunity, but it's also proven to cause a huge increase in red blood cells, which means you recover quicker, have more endurance, and get better pumps. That is why I consider it a must for all these iconic bodybuilders. Our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition have just added desiccated liver from grass-fed cows to their world-class supplement lineup, but they've also gone a step further and introduced Essential Alpha, a grass-fed beef organ complex. Pound for pound, beef organs are the most nutritious food available, particularly for active men. That's a shoot, because liver is the healthiest thing you can eat. And Legacy believes in celebrating masculinity and maximizing male potential. Legacy, as you know, is owned and operated by Nick on probation, Aldis. And let me tell you, I talked to him about this, and he is super excited to finally be able to bring this to the market. And they've been working on the formula for a while, and he's been really singing the praises of this stuff. And can you ever think of a time when he wasn't ever in shape? I mean, if you're looking for a perfect supplement to help you build muscle, have more energy, and boost your immune system, and bring out your inner alpha, then you need to try Essential Alpha. Available right now at LegacySupps.com, and always use the code K100. Gets you 10% off, and it helps support this show. That's LegacySupps.com, and use the code K100 at checkout. And I'm a big fan of liver, and I'm definitely going to start using this product.
The great thing about Legacy Subs, which, boy, they've been with us that long because people keep buying their shit, or if not, they wouldn't be throwing no ads on our show. People like their products. We, all of us, use their products. They have everything. Anything that you can imagine, the list is too long, but anything to help you with your brain power, pre-workout, protein drinks. I mean, they, from the A to the Z. And the great thing for the females out there, they have a supplement line just for females, which is curated by his wife, Mickey James. So check either one of them out, you know, get your supplements on Legacy Supps. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Perfect example is why you have to let a guy like Alex Jones navigate through the sea, because, bro, we get this all the time from the mainstream news. They present stuff to us, and like right now there's only Joe, look up the number. I literally think it's below 33% of people trust the news. That's like less than one out of three
brutal.
People.
Right.
So you're in a room, you're telling two other people what's going on, right? And like, you're the news guy. It's like, wait a second, the two people don't believe you. And it's like, well, I might be telling the truth. And I was like, well, if there's three people in the room and two people don't believe what the one person's saying, that's obviously very problematic. And that's where we stand right now with this,
Go
ahead, Conan.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it says here, okay, the public's trust for the media or confidence rating rather, has averaged 42% since 2004. But today, 7% of Americans have a great deal of trust and confidence in the media.
That's what the number should be.
27% have a fair amount. 28% say they do not have very much confidence, and 38% have no confidence. So, yeah, check that out. That's crazy.
But 64% have little to no confidence. Yep. Yeah, little to none, which is like, right. And it's true.
And here's the problem.
Finding these people lying. There's so many people in the media. You can include Alex Jones. He was media. He lied. CNN lied. Fox News
lied.
They all lied. So like all the media sources that we consume, it's like there's a level of lying that's accepted on a level to where it's like, all right, well, you guys can tell us everything, but like, We trusted like 35%, so we're gonna like try to figure out what's true on our own, So yeah, that's not a way to navigate the news, especially when 20 years ago that number was excessively higher and the quality of life and people getting along with each other was higher, So like I don't know.
But let me just add this: that I also think that they've lied to us for so long, and it went from subtle to in your face. And there's been so many documents made about it that they've been exposed, bro. Right. They're like a joke now, like mainstream media. Yeah. Right. But let me just say this, cause I thought of something now when you brought up that Sam, what's his name? Beanie Brittman.
Brinton.
Okay. So if you remember him, he was basically
non-binary.
Non-binary. I'll give you an example. I went to a psychiatrist when I was 16, right? And he had diagnosed me as manic depressive. Now that's known as bipolar. It's like another name now. Right. So this non-binary, right? Who wears lipstick in public? Non-binary. And I just thought of this now when we were talking about this Pizzagate thing. Imagine all these, like I said, most of these rich people that have always had money and had posses around them, and they're not real because they're not out in the real world. They're stuffy and they're socially awkward. And then you've got guys like this who probably, most of his life might have been ridiculed or bullied. And I think that what happens, or you have kids that had a bad childhood or were forced to take pills at a young age. And I think like when they grow up, they just liberate themselves and they're like, fuck it, man. I'm going to liberate myself sexually too.
Okay. You probably have a lot of closet sexual perverts a lot of people with pedophilic, tendencies or thoughts or obsessions that never act out on it because they're worried if they get caught, they're probably going to go to jail. They're going to get in trouble. Right. But then like you take the this very small percentage, right, of people that like these, because it is kind of like a very small percentage of people that are deviants, that they're on the end of the spectrum of the bell curve of sexual deviance, whatever it is, right? But then you find like you take that same subset of people and you find the other subset of people within that group that have a bunch of money, okay, that like basically people with sexual perversions that know that because they have enough money, they can keep people quiet about the things that they do.
Yeah, well, they think.
I think that is kind of prevalent in a very small sample size. But when you were talking about the amount of money it takes to like keep people quiet, it's not a small sample size. When you think about it, well, we can like identify a group of people that have enough money like to suppress that, multimillionaires and billionaires. Okay, so of the pool and sea of multi-billionaires and multimillionaires and billionaires, people with excessively amount of money, you know that a percentage of those people exist that are acting out these type of like sexual deviants that they would probably get arrested for, but they have enough money to keep people quiet. Okay. And I think that like those people have done a very good job of keeping people away from them. Like, you know, you could shut up enough people like, think about this. The Epstein Island stuff and everything, right? They literally had on Joe Rogan's podcast, Joe Rogan had the chef, had Jeffrey Epstein's chef on the show, okay?
Really?
But never really brought up it was Jeffrey Epstein's chef. This is a guy that was a celebrity chef or something. Right. But, like, what part of the fact about it was the guy, Jeff? But Rogan never brought it up, and I don't even know if he knew. Because I'd be surprised if, like, Joe Rogan knew.
How could his producer, his research people not have told them?
Nobody knew nobody brought it up when he was on the show. So nobody really knew the story has been suppressed.
Okay, do you think, let me ask a question, because I'm, you know, we're nothing compared to Joe Rogan. Let's say Joe said, hey, we want to have the chef on the show. Yeah, who the fuck is he? Yeah, chef so-and-so, okay, and... No, well, he did this.
He probably knew the guy. Joe's in the Hollywood. Was in the Hollywood comedy scene. Like Joe's a celebrity. No, Hollywood celebrity.
Okay, but if we were to tell, if our Joe Feeney were to say, "Hey, I want to bring a chef on the show," right? And we'd be like, "Yeah, right. Who the fuck is it?" And he said, "Oh no, he's this guy that likes wrestling and all that." I'd look him up,
right?
Okay, to see his background. And somewhere in there would say he was a chef of Epstein's Island, and that would be brought up.
Rogan,
that's very weird.
Well, it's the same. It wasn't brought up till after he's on the show, because like stuff like that is not information that travels when people have a lot of money. And like, you know, brother,
but let me ask you this. Do you think that maybe who does Joe Rogan work for? Sirius or who?
I just don't think he knew. Because I'd be surprised.
But I'm asking, I want to ask you this. Is there a possibility? Who does he work for, Joe?
Spotify.
Okay. They're giving him 50 million, right? Or 100 million?
100 million. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. 100
million. Bro, that's huge money. That's fuck you money, I think, for him. And nah, not yet. But so he's making 100 mil for I don't know how many years. Is there a chance that, you know, they told him, hey, if you're going to have this guy on, we don't want you to touch that subject?
I would doubt Joe was like, bro, it's a celebrity.
We'll go for that. Yeah.
It's like you can do without having the guy in the show. It's like you do somebody else. You know, it's like, right. Yeah. I don't know, but I'm going to say, like, you know, you just, it's.
But
you
that's gotta, weird that he wouldn't bring it yourself. Because right. Joe's always up on his shit, you know, and you would think he would know that, or his researchers would tell him. He does have researchers, not the crack team we have under Joe Feeney, but he does have researchers.
Conan, guess what?
What's up?
It's time to unleash the beach beast within you. Oh. Know what that means? It means this summer, Manscaped is here to help you level up your beach game with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. They're going past waist deep in the grooming game and diving in headfirst to your facial hair fantasy. The Beard Hedger is a game changer, allowing you to shape your beard like a true beach babe. So this summer, let the beach balls bounce and turn heads all over the place. Visit manscaped.com and use the code K100 for 20% off and free shipping. So here's the deal. It's time to tame your mane. Okay, a lot of people have trouble with facial hair. They don't like to shave. So why not go for it and let's try the beard. Say goodbye to all the stubble trouble with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. It all starts with the Beard Hedger. First off, this cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths, all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. You don't have to have all the guards and everything on million products. You don't even have to worry about that, right? It's waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all the hair in the sink. And the titanium-coated T-blade is tough in the hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. And it doesn't end there, because they've created four dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care, okay? First, there is the beard shampoo and conditioner that comes with this. And you remember, all your hair is different. Your beard hair is more coarse and easier to damage than the hair on your head, obviously. And that's why the kit has made shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replace natural oils, and promote beard health. Next, the kit has Manscaped Beard Oil. This helps relieve dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine. And cap off the kit with the Beard Balm, a pomade that shapes, styles, moisturizes, and tames for a sculpted look to attract any fellas or dames. Look, with all these products, if you don't have an on-point beard after a few weeks, that's got to be on you. Because the Pro Beard Kit also comes with three free gifts, a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. And you know, this is the year 2023. Beards are in. The chicks like beards, but they don't like sloppy, ugly beards. They like well-groomed beards. So get 20% off and free ship with code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code K100. That's the Manscaped Beard Hedger, one stroke, one guard, and 20 lengths at manscaped.com.
Yeah, this is our best-selling product, and there's a reason why. It's high quality and it works. Now they've got everything from, I can guarantee you, these are the most comfortable briefs, boxers that you'll ever wear. Incredible. You wouldn't think that, you know, a shaving company would come up with something this sweet, but they did. And they've got everything from deodorant, the motherfucking, the weed whacker for your hair and your nose hairs and your ears. They got shampoo, they got conditioner, they got a body wash. I mean, they got everything so you can feel fresh, be clean, smell good. They even got cologne. I mean, these guys just bring it. And they got a really sweet leather toiletry bag that doesn't look cheap or look like, you know, you can bring it to you when you travel or stay over somewhere. It's just, you know, top of the line any way you cut it. So, you know, keep your groom on, you know, look clean, look presentable, smell clean for job interviews, just to go out in public. I know that's a big issue with wrestling fans, and their hygiene is not that great. This can help you. Go check out Manscaped. Boom.